Metal Interview.
That Metal Interview podcast is what you're tuned into, and we appreciate your presence and your support to all our friends and supporters over the years. And we are on season number 3 for those of you keeping up and checking out the episodes. So appreciate that 1 million times for sure, man. We have Nathan James on this episode of That Metal Interview. He is with the super group. I would hate to call it a super group or an all-star band, but it is. It's an all-star band. Iconic is the name of the all-star band super group. As I some artists don't like that, you know, but it is what it is. And Frontiers Music, SRL, has put this together. As they often do, they put different rock stars and, you know, they make super groups. So this one is called Iconic. And check these names out, man. You got Nathan James. You got Michael Sweet from Striper. You got Joel Hoekstra from Whitesnake. You got Mark Mendoza. Tommy Aldridge, the legendary drummer from Whitesnake. He also played with Ozzy in the early 80s, of course, during the Randy Rhoads days. So talk about an all-star super group, man. Tommy Aldridge, Mark Mendoza, Joel Hoekstra, Michael Sweet, and our guest, Mr. Nathan James. As you might know, he also has a band called Inglorious, and he's going to talk about that too. He'll give us an update on Inglorious. And of course, we're here to talk about Second Skin, Iconic's brand new album. So let's check out one of the new songs from Iconic, a single and video by the name of Fast As You Can. Enjoy.
Keep up.
what a vocal duo there. You got Nathan James on vocals. You got Michael Sweet of Striper on the vocals as well. Talk about some awesome, awesome vocal duality there. Anyways, and of course, the great musicianship of Mr. Aldridge on the Skins and Toms. And Mr. Hoekstra's awesome, awesome, untouchable guitar playing. And we've had Joel on the show before, and we've had Mr. Michael Sweet also. So maybe we can get Mark Mendoza one day on the show too, and Mr. Aldridge. So anyways, let's go to our interview with the great English vocalist Nathan James of Iconic and Inglorious. Check it out. Debut album, Second Skin. Iconic set to drop June 17th. Frontiers Music. This is an all-star lineup. Awesome stuff, man. You got Michael Sweet, you got yourself, Joel Hoekstra, Mark Mendoza, Tommy Aldridge. Just legends, huh? All these people. Talk to us about this lineup and about this album and project.
Yeah, it's an enormous honor for me, obviously, to be involved with these guys. It was put together by the owner of our record label, Serafina at Frontiers Music, who wanted to kind of build a project around myself, and then he got these guys involved, and I'm so honored to be working with them. And I remember when he told me who was going to be involved, I just couldn't believe it. Like, such a huge deal for me.
Wow, huge honor for sure. Badass. So also, you're an awesome vocalist, by the way. Congrats on your stuff, you know, your material with Inglorious and all that. Awesome.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
Let's speak Second Skin. Let's talk about that album. How did this come about as far as the music? Who arranged the riffs, the lyrics, and all that?
Well, for the most part, the lyrics and melodies were written by Joel. Not by Joel, by Michael Sweet and by Alessandro Del Vecchio, the producer.
Okay.
The riffs mostly came from Joel. Then they turned them into songs. And then on a couple of tracks, All I Need and Enough of Your Love, they actually sent me the demos, and then I wrote the melodies and lyrics for those two tunes. So yeah, the majority of it was done by those three guys.
So were you ever in the same room with any of those guys?
No, not for the recording or writing process. I live in the UK.
Yeah.
So it was just impossible. The first time we met actually all together as a band was when we were shooting the music videos in LA earlier this year. So yeah, it's a bit of a, it seems like that's a normal way to make an album though now. I don't know what you think, but
yeah,
we don't have to be on the same continent to make good music.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people don't know, some non-musician people, they don't know how this works, right? I play guitar. I know how the studio works and all that. You don't have to see any musicians ever. So some people think the whole band is in a room jamming out and some guy is recording with the record button, but that's cool to know all this for people that don't know, you know.
Yeah, and that way is fun. Like in my own band, that's kind of how we have done it previously. Is we've all been there. Our first albums were actually pretty much live, so I'm all about that. But at the same time, this has really worked well, and having your own space and your own time to record, you'll understand. This means that you can really take your time and really enjoy the process a bit more, you know, rather than feeling rushed or feeling like you're wasting studio time, you know. You can actually just enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. Now, why the name Iconic? Who came up with this name?
That was the head of the label, Serafino. He came up with the name. I've been describing it as his, like, baby, his like, new toy, this band. So, yeah, I think he's very much involved. He picked the album name, the label picked the artwork, they did all of those kind of things. We just focused on writing and recording the best album that we could. And it's been quite a nice break for me, because in my own band, I pretty much do everything. And I know Michael is the same in his band, and Joel in his project. So it's been really nice just worrying about the music.
Yeah. So let's speak about yourself here. How did you first know you could sing back when you were a kid, or were you a teenager, or were you a little bit older? How did you first find out you were a singer?
I was about 11 years old, and my headmaster at school told me I could sing, and I didn't really know what to say. I didn't believe him. And then he put me forward for a solo and a concert in front of 1,500 people. And
oh, wow.
I And I sang in front, I got it, and I sang in front of 1,500 people. That was my first big performance. And from that moment, I knew I could sing. It's just I didn't discover thing when I discovered Queen and I discovered Freddie Mercury, and that just changed my life, really. I wanted to sing high. And yeah, that was definitely the band that got me in there.
Wow, very cool. So which is your first band then? What do you consider your start in the music business?
I've done quite a lot before I did band stuff. So I was in some kind of like theatre shows, touring shows. But my first proper band was Inglourious, which is my band, which I set up 8 years ago. And then I was a part of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra before that for 3 years, which is obviously a huge band out in the US.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did that for 3 years. Then I did my own band. And now this, which is pretty cool. I'm quite picky, I suppose. I've been asked to be in loads of bands. I'm very selective of things that take my time away from my own thing, because Inglourious is my baby, and
yeah.
I need, if it's something that's going to take me away from that, it has to be something really special, and obviously this album with these guys is very special.
Now here's a question. Will we ever see Iconic on the road, or maybe a one-off show or something? You think there'll be any plans for that? Or?
I think so. I think we would like to do it. I think the problem we're going to have is scheduling, just because currently two of the members are out on tour with Whitesnake.
Yeah.
Michael Sweet's on tour with Stryper right now. Marco's on tour doing his own thing. So it's kind of about scheduling, but also the label would be more inclined to push the touring side of it if it's a successful album, right? So the more units we sell of this album, the more likelihood there is of us touring. So that's kind of what I'm hoping for, is that it sells enough albums for the labels to go, okay, let's do this, let's make it big and get it out there and do a tour, or maybe support another band on tour or something. We'll see. It'll be fun though.
That'd be cool. I'm in Texas here in the US, so excuse me, that'd be great to see Iconic. I mean, that'd be an all-star awesome show for sure for the fans, you know. That'd be cool.
Yeah, man. I think it'd be good fun. Just gotta make sense of it, and
yeah.
At the moment no one's taking those risks financially, so it's a very tricky thing to kind of make work at the moment.
Yeah, excuse my ignorance, are you done with TSO, or are you still a part of that?
Yeah, I left TSO about 7 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
And that was great. I had an amazing time there. It's just I needed to focus on my own thing.
Yeah.
And I've done that now, which is great. I'm super happy.
So who are your influences? Who do you point at as your musical heroes, if you will?
I like great singers. So I like the bluesy singers of like Paul Rogers, Steven Tyler, David Coverdale, Glenn Hughes. You know, like people with great big voices. They're kind of why I got into it. Freddie Mercury, obviously. I love Axl Rose from a showman point of view. I like,
yeah,
I like people that are just bloody good. That's all.
Yeah, there's a lot of singers out there. A lot to choose from for sure. A lot of different rock genres and all that, metal genres and
yeah,
non-rock also. You know.
I love the Dios and all of that. It's just I don't think I sound like them. So I veer towards the people with voices that I think I can kind of sing their stuff, you know. It's just what I've listened to for my whole life.
Oh, very cool. Well, it reflects on your voice. I mean, like I said before, you're a talent, and you have a huge future in front of you for sure. So congrats on that.
Thanks very much, man. I appreciate that.
Yes, for sure. Give us an update on your band, Inglourious. What's going on there?
So at the moment, we have some festivals coming up, and we just started writing a new album, writing material for a new album. We will hopefully record that probably end of this year, beginning of next. And yeah, we're just having a great time. Like, we're about to announce a UK tour later this year. Just keeping busy. It's still very tricky, as I said, to try and make the finances of touring work at the moment. So hopefully in next year, things will be a bit more normal when we can get back out there and go and visit everyone. But yeah, at the moment, we can write and record, so we're going to do that.
Awesome. So speaking of Second Skin, Iconics, what's your favorite track on there?
I've got a few, but I think a track I really love is track 3, the title track, Second Skin. I think it's a great song. It's a long song, so it's kind of an epic, you know, on the album. It's got everything you... I think the best... describes the band, that song. It's got the dual vocals between me and my Michael. It's got dual guitars. It's got big riffs. It's got, it shows you all of our influences. And yeah, I'm super happy with how that one came out. It's heavy too. It's got a real heavy riff.
Nice, nice. Would you like to send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
Yeah, just check out the album. The way that it's going to work going forward is that if things are streamed enough and if things are shared enough and there's enough views on the videos on YouTube, this thing will have more legs. You know, it will tour more and the label will understand that it's a great thing. So let's show them that so that we can get out there and make more albums and play some shows with it.
Perfect. Well, we appreciate your time, Nathan. Thank you for making time, and thank you for speaking to us. And we can't wait to hear Second Skin. Thank you for...
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for your great talent, and thank you with Inglourious.
Cheers, man.
Awesome.
Have a good day.
Thank you for downloading. Thank you for supporting our podcast, That Metal Interview Podcast. It's your podcast because you guys are our friends and our supporters and fellow thrash metalheads just like I am, right? So thank you guys. Like always, I always thank you guys, and thank you for sharing and ringing the bell and subscribing to our YouTube channel as well. Don't forget to check out our radio station, 24/7 Rock Metal. You can find it at jrocksmetalzone.com. And don't forget our socials at That Metal Interview. And the radio on socials is at jrocksmetalzone, where you can keep up with the latest rock metal news. And only the good news, not dumb news that some other media outlets put out there. Ozzy said this, Ozzy said that. Overkill said this, Overkill said that. Not that kind of news. We do only the important news, tour reports, tour dates, new tour dates, and all that kind of stuff. And anyways, so check us out at jrocksmetalzone.com. And as far as this podcast, That Metal Interview Podcast, your friend James, thank you guys. And we thank Mr. Nathan James of Iconic and Inglourious. There you had him. He gave us an update on Inglourious and Iconic, of course, the supergroup off of Frontiers Music, SRL. And don't forget to keep it metal.